Public Information Officer for the Unemployment Insurance Agency. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Tony.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
We love you very much because you always like to come on the radio early, and not a lot of people like to do that, so we appreciate that greatly.
Well, I certainly appreciate the opportunity to be able to speak with you and your listeners this morning and try to make sure folks are up to date on exactly what's happening with unemployment.
Well, let's talk about the ECU program extended in Michigan through 2012.
Okay, Tony, as most folks know, Congress had recently passed legislation to extend the Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program to the end of December. It's the week ending December 29th, 2012, is actually that last payable week. And there are some additional changes as part of that EUC program and as part of that recent legislation that goes into effect on March 23rd. EUC, as most folks may or may not know, is the program that's established, the federal program that's established for folks to collect unemployment once they have exhausted their state, their regular state unemployment benefits. And recently with the legislation, what's happened is there's some new requirements. Specifically, claimants that are collecting EUC now are going to be required to perform a weekly work search in order to remain eligible to collect benefits. And additionally, those that are going to be entering into the first two tiers of it, there are actually four tiers, but those entering into the first two tiers are going to be required to make an in-person visit to a local Michigan works office for reemployment services. And we are in the process of mailing information out to folks just to let them know exactly how they're going to be impacted.
How many people will this affect?
About 99,856, really. I mean, it's right at 100,000 that are collecting unemployment benefits right now that are through the EUC program, a total amount right now of about 250,000 that are claiming completely. But folks right now that are going to be impacted by this recent legislation is about 99,856.
So is there a concern to make sure that these people are actively seeking work?
Yes, actually there is. And in the past, that has still been a requirement, of course, but with this, people are going to actually have to submit documentation to the agency where they have to do at least two work searches a week. We're asking for at least two. Folks can obviously do more, and what they'll have to do every time before they go in and certify for their benefits, they're going to have to submit that documentation pretty much proving, you know, exactly where they've gone, who they've spoken to, contact information, and specifically, you know, what happened, how they got the information, you know, was it, you know, through classified ads, online opportunities, however it was that they received the information, and specifically, like I've said, who they've spoken with and what's happened.
Sean, are there programs currently through the EUC dealing with job retraining? And I ask this because we've done several interviews over the last couple of months, and there are thousands and thousands of high-tech jobs in not only in manufacturing but in the computer field dealing with computer programming and those type of positions. Are there any retraining programs for people through your division?
Well, the way that Michigan works, Tony, actually, with Michigan Works and also through mytalent.org, there is information in terms of jobs and training. And specifically, what we're asking folks to do, again, is to, you know, work with their local Michigan Works agencies to kind of get in there, and they're going to get information about the labor market, about careers, about retraining and things of that nature to try to help prepare them to make sure that folks that have the skill sets are connecting with the employers. And I think in the past that's been problematic. So we're certainly doing what we can with our Michigan Works partners to make sure that we can try to get folks lined up.
Finally, Sean, from your perspective, are you busier than usual? Is it the same, or is there less attention coming to your department? Are people calling you?
People are calling. We have had an increased call volume, and I'd like to ask that for anyone who is receiving EUC benefits right now, please call the agency, because with all the new requirements, it's extremely difficult to determine exactly where you will fall in the process, meaning with some of the changes, with some of the filing deadlines and some of the different tiers of the program, we're asking folks to give us a call. 1-866-500-0017. They can call us Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., as well as this Saturday. We'll be open from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. The other thing they can do is they can visit our website at www.michigan.gov/UIA and receive information specifically on the program, what's happening, what the changes are, and you know, also for folks who have online accounts, they can also submit an online inquiry to the agency, and one of our virtual problem resolution agents will contact them back via email and respond to their inquiry. But definitely, we are encouraging folks to reach out to us so that we can certainly help them understand directly how they're going to be impacted.
Thanks so much, Sean. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too, Tony.